Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a delicious tasting protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order and up to 50% off everything, and all profits will be donated to charity. On this show, we provide episodes for now 3 days a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. And normally, when the baseball season is underway, this is a daily show Monday through Friday. And so today's show is unfortunately going to be talking about the latest developments between Major League Baseball and the Players Association in their efforts to resume the 2020 season or to start the 2020 season. And so the big news is basically that, and we mentioned last week, the Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred, went on ESPN and MLB Network and said that unequivocally he was 100% confident there would be Major League Baseball in 2020. And you know, for those not following closely, I think a lot of people thought, you know, I've seen people say cancel the season, you know, because these negotiations haven't been going well. People just throw up their arms and say, just call off the season. But I've never really understood that point of view. And the reason I remained optimistic ever since, you know, for the last month or two, that there would for sure be a 2020 season is because of the fact that the commissioner, per the March agreement between the players and the league, the commissioner had the ability to implement a season as long as the salaries for the players were fully prorated based on the number of games played, and the commissioner and the league had had discussions about making sure they were playing as many games as possible. And so at the very least, if the talks didn't lead to a resolution, it seemed that the commissioner would be able to implement the season at some number of games that the league felt comfortable with, because that's been the big holdup here, is that the league contends, the owners contend, that they would be losing money on every game, and the only way that it would be feasible for them to pay the players their full prorated salaries would be if the season was just about 50 games long. And so we can assume that that meant that if the talks didn't materialize in an agreement, that the commissioner would just say, okay, we're going to play 50 games. And that has its own problems. I mean, a 50-game season is really way too short for a baseball season, and there would be all kinds of backlash. Several people in the media, including our own Andy Baggerly, have been very outspoken against the idea of a 50-game season, calling it a bastard season. That's his words. And you know, that would be its own problem. But at the very least, I thought that was going to happen. And I mean, I had good reason to think that, given that the commissioner of the sport said 100% we're going to have baseball in 2020. And again, he was referring to the fact that if they can't come to an agreement, he would just be able to implement the season at some, you know, X number of games. However, yesterday we had a major bombshell. I'm kind of burying the lead here. Major bombshell news, the commissioner went on ESPN and said suddenly now that he is, quote, not confident that there is going to be a baseball season in 2020. And so how can you go from saying that there will unequivocally be a season to saying there will, you're not confident there will be a season in the span of 5 days? It's just an awful, awful look for Rob Manfred and baseball in general. And you know, the Players Association released a statement saying that it was disgusted by Rob Manfred saying that he was not confident there would be a season. We're going to pull up that quote eventually here, but I'm just going to summarize what happened, and then in the second half of the show, we'll talk more about the details. But the gist of it is the players are apparently, as soon as Manfred implemented a number to start the season, say it's 50 games, the Players Association was going to file a grievance, potentially in excess of $1 billion in damages, because of the league not negotiating in good faith to maximize the number of games played in 2020. So the players have maintained this whole time that the league's offers and proposals for the 2020 season that they've sent, it's been three or four different proposals. None of them were good faith efforts to see eye to eye with the players. And there's definitely a case to be made that that's true. If you look at, you know, the proposals, they're all just kind of a variation of each other. And so we'll talk more about that next. The players are furious. The league looks, you know, the league has egg on its face. Rob Manfred has egg on his face here. So we'll break down what this means in more detail in the second half of the show. The Locked On Podcast Network stands against racism and social injustice. That's why we, the hosts, are making personal donations to local and national organizations that are fighting for change. And in the month of June, Locked On is matching the total of all host donations up to an additional $10,000. To make your own donation along with us, please visit lockedonpodcasts.com/Black Lives Matter. Built Bar is a delicious tasting protein bar. It literally tastes like a candy bar. Built Bars are soft and easy to chew, unlike many other bars that are grainy and difficult to get down. Built Bar is a great choice for a health-conscious person like me because they're low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. Just to give you an example, the peanut butter brownie flavor has 20 grams of protein, just 170 calories, and just 3 grams of sugar. To me, that's the big thing because I try to avoid sugar. And so being able to get 20 grams of protein with just 3 grams of sugar in a delicious tasting protein bar is unheard of. So that's why I'm confident that you'll love Built Bar. And if you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON and get $10 off at builtbar.com. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Again, why spend up to twice as much for the same auto parts, and why risk going out there when you can buy the parts yourself, do it at home, have a company come and do it for you with the parts that you bought yourself to save money? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, we'll just continue to talk about this heated situation between the Major League Baseball Players Association and the commissioner who represents the owners, so the league itself. So the statement that the head of the Players Association, Tony Clark, issued after Rob Manfred said that he was, quote, not confident a season would occur was as follows, quote, "Players are disgusted that after Rob Manfred had unequivocally told players and fans that there would, quote, 100% be a 2020 season, he has decided to go back on his word and is now threatening to cancel the entire season. Any implication that the Players Association has somehow delayed the progress on health and safety protocols is completely false. As Rob has recently acknowledged, the parties are, quote, very, very close. This latest threat is just one more indication that Major League Baseball has been negotiating in bad faith since the beginning. This has always been about extracting additional pay cuts from players, and this is just another day and another bad faith tactic in their ongoing campaign." So this is as bad as I've seen relations between the Players Association and the league in as far as I can remember. I wasn't old enough to be involved in the 1994 issues. So this is bad. I mean, and it definitely doesn't bode well for the upcoming CBA expiration, the collective bargaining agreement that is a 5-year agreement that will expire after the 2021 season. So correctly so, I think a lot of people anticipate that those talks are not going to go smoothly and there could be a work stoppage. But there are several other key points to take away from this. Number one, some people, and this is maybe where I find myself, believe that the league now is kind of implementing a delay tactic where they're saying they want to reach an agreement. They can't start the 2020 season with the threat of the union filing for damages in excess of $1 billion. Because, and to me, that means it's a pretty good indication that the league thinks it has a pretty decent chance of losing that lawsuit and that the players could recoup, you know, upwards of $1 billion. And so that would be a huge disaster from the owner's perspective and, you know, better to reach an agreement. But the players, some in the Players Association I've seen, or just some reports that the league is kind of using this as a further delay tactic, because then they could eventually implement that 50-game season, saying that they didn't have any time, because they keep saying that September 27th is like a hard deadline to end the season. But if you implement a 50-game season now, assuming you need about a month to get ready, you still come up short of the September 27th, and so the players would have a strong case that the league didn't do its best to negotiate in good faith to maximize the number of games. So it's a complicated situation, but, you know, to me, the league just lost a ton of leverage here by, you know, the players in their last rejection of the league's last proposal basically said, we're done trying to deal with you. You guys aren't sending the same offer, you know, sliced up in different ways over and over. We don't have a counter proposal because clearly we're not going to see eye to eye. Tell us where and when we're ready to get back to work. So they were just like, tell us where and when, but also threatening, you know, the $1 billion grievance. So that's the part that the league didn't like. But they basically called the owners bluff, because as soon as they said, tell us where and when, the league was like, wait a second, you know, we want to negotiate more. So clearly they called the owners bluff. And now, to me, it's like the owners, it's totally the right thing to do. I mean, it's more complicated. I get it. There's pressure coming from all kinds of different sources. But to me, the right thing to do is the owners just need to step up and meet the demands of the players. The players are willing to give up certain concessions. They're willing to expand the postseason this year and next year dramatically to like 16 teams. They're risking their health by playing the games. Apparently, we had a report yesterday that several players and staff have tested positive for COVID-19 during this lockdown. The players are putting themselves at risk. They just want to be paid per the number of games played, which is already a pay cut from what they were expected to make, a huge pay cut. We're talking like 50%. They're willing to take that. And so the owners, it's 100% on them, in my opinion, to just meet the players where they are and agree and try to get something in return, but still agree to that one demand that they've had this whole time, which is that they won't take an additional pay cut. So anyway, that kind of wraps up this discussion for now. There's definitely more to come. This is an ongoing situation. It's very embarrassing for the league, and it's really a shame that they can't get their act together. And it's really, I put the onus on the owners and not the players. The players seem to be pretty, I'm not sure it's the best strategy that they have. Ken Rosenthal has written a lot about this, and I kind of agree that they're right, but at the same time, would you rather be right or would you rather do what's right? At the same time, I understand them and their position, but at the same time, if you take a little bit of a pay cut, what else might you be able to get? Can they use this as leverage to get some other things instead of just taking such a hard line on the full prorated salaries? If you concede to give up some more money, can you get some additional perks? Like we had heard rumors about them ending the qualifying offer for a couple years. So that would be a big win for the players. And, you know, they could do other things as well. Maybe they could get into arbitration and free agency and stuff like that. So we'll see. Definitely really ugly for the sport. A lot of people aren't paying attention, so I think we tend to think this is a huge deal like nationally, but it's only people who really, really like baseball who are super clued in on these negotiations, if you can even call them that. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show 3 days a week. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Coming up tomorrow, we're actually doing a show tomorrow and not Thursday. And we'll probably talk maybe more about this, but also some Giants draft news. They did sign some of their drafted players. So we'll talk more about Giants specific content tomorrow, most likely. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On MLB. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.